Musik von Pharao, The Hours, hier gehört in der Morningshow am Nachmittag um kurz nach drei. Das ist allerdings alte Musik von Pharao, muss man sagen. Um über die neue Musik zu reden und euch zu verraten, wo sie diese neue Musik heute spielt, ist Pharao bzw. Kari Jansen jetzt bei uns hier im Studio. Hello, Kari.
Hello.
Is it right to say Kari or is it more like Kari?
Kari.
Kari.
Yes.
It's, wow, cool.
That's great.
Because you're from Norway, actually. Mm-hmm. You're from Ulnes.
Yep.
A very, very small town. 500 people live there. Yep. I've seen it. Do you think that your style, which is sometimes very, very intimate, very etherical or mystic as well, do you think it developed there from being... You were a bit of a loner there, if I understood it right, right? You liked
totally.
To be alone.
I was like, well, I don't know if I liked it. I just didn't have... an alternative because no one else played music.
Okay.
So I was just sitting in my room playing guitar, listening to, you know, Destiny's Child and Janet Jackson. And then I went through my Nirvana phase and all that stuff.
Okay, also sie war relativ alleine in diesem kleinen Ort, in dem sie in Norwegen aufgewachsen ist und hat dann alleine so 90er Jahre R&B bei sich im Zimmer gehört und dann angefangen selber Musik zu machen, aber hatte niemanden, mit dem sie das da machen könnte. I also grew up in a small town and I remember, I think for me it was more about writing, like writing texts or something, but I would always go into the woods and talk to myself.
Nice.
Would you sing to yourself in the woods?
Of course.
Yeah?
But most of my singing I did in my room or in the car with my parents.
So you were very open about it. It was not something like you're a secretive part of the world.
It was. Only me and my parents knew about it for a long time.
Okay. Because I was always like getting very, very scared if people actually snuck up on me. And then they were like, oh God, this guy is crazy. Until a psychiatrist once told me that it's actually very, very healthy if you talk to yourself.
Oh, that's a good to know. I do that all the time.
Good.
Walking down the street in Berlin, I talk to myself.
Well, nowadays it could be anything. It could just be people with a headset, you know,
exactly.
and talking on the phone.
True.
You could never tell a crazy person from a normal one nowadays. Yeah.
Also,
sie hat es nicht gemacht, dass er alleine durch den Wald gelaufen ist oder nicht so viel und gesungen hat. Das hat sie mit ihren Eltern zusammen im Auto gemacht. Warum auch nicht? After a while, I think when you were 18, 19, you went to a folk high school, like a music high school.
Yes.
What was that like? I mean,
that's
Scandinavia has such an amazing educational system. So
yeah.
What is that?
That is a Scandinavian phenomenon. You live in the school for a year and there are no exams and no tests and you get all the food prepared for you and you just hang out with around 100 people who have the exact same interests as yourself with no pressure. And yeah, you don't have to pass any tests. So it's just like the best year of your life.
So
you just get to do exactly what you want.
Describe an average day.
Waking up, getting some breakfast, listening to like a lecture about music history, and then having a jam session, and then rehearsing with your band in the evening, and then watching a movie.
Nice.
Yeah.
Didn't you want
For
that to be your life after
yes.
that?
It was perhaps the most relaxed and amazing years of my life.
Did you learn instruments in that year also, or did you just play a lot of instruments?
Yeah, that's where I started playing drums, but my main instrument was singing there.
Okay.
Yeah, but I played mostly drums actually.
Cool. The new album is called Prio. You will be performing
Pure O.
It's what?
Pure O.
Pure O. Excuse me. Tonight you will be performing Pure O in its full length at Marie Antoinette.
Yep.
Playing an album in full is sometimes something a band does when they do a reunion, you know, a Sonic Youth tour again and they play Daydream Nation or a Block Party tour at Silent Alarm again. Why do you do it like this now? Do you play it in the order as
no,
well as it's on
the
album?
No, it's not the same order. I just do it because it's what I want to do. I don't feel like I relate as much to my old music anymore. I've changed a lot. My music has changed a lot and it just feels much more natural to me to play these songs.
Yeah.
So I'm just being a little selfish and playing what I want to play because I think that's going to create the best show.
You're right because you're putting on that show. Yeah, exactly. It's your show.
Yeah.
So the new album is influenced by kind of like Soviet nostalgia, electro, disco, something like that, which
yes.
you came upon by accident. Can you explain to me where it is to be found in Marry Me, which we're going to hear right now?
Well, the beat, the bass line is very disco-like, inspired by the Soviet stuff that I've been listening to for a couple of years. then I also tried to bring in some R&B influences in the vocals. Mm-hmm. Like, as I mentioned, I've been listening to a lot of Janet Jackson growing up, TLC, that kind of stuff. And I wanted to try and merge that. And then I also brought in the zither that I play live as well, which is inspired by Alice Coltrane and also Laraji, the zither player that I really love. And yeah.
Okay, cool. So, dann hören wir uns nochmal an, was ihr da heute Abend zu hören bekommt im Marie Antoinette, wo Pharao ihr neues Album Puro spielt, und zwar alle Songs, aber nicht in der in derselben Reihenfolge wie auf der Platte selber. Wir hören jetzt Marry Me und Pharao bleibt noch ein bisschen hier. Musik vom aktuellen Pharao-Album Puro, und dieses Album hört ihr heute im Marie Antoinette. Wir haben gleich ein paar Gästelistenplätze, aber ihr müsst euch noch ein wenig gedulden, denn wir wollen noch ein wenig sprechen mit Pharao. Welcome to the show once more.
Thank you.
You're certainly a traveler. You lived in a lot of places around the world, and you record in a lot of places around the world. You're still living in Berlin. You've been living here for a long time compared to how much time you lived in other places.
I've settled down.
Have you?
I found my home.
How old are you now?
Guess.
Okay.
No, you don't have to guess.
No.
It's awkward.
Oh, guess. I thought you said yes.
Oh, no, I said guess.
How old are you? Yes.
Yes.
No, I like that answer more.
Well, I'm 31.
I don't know. 31. Okay. Well, is that already a time to settle down? Or will you settle down more times in your life? What do you
I'm
think?
I'm sure I'll settle down in loads of places.
Oh, okay. Are there some places that you still want to, you know, go where you think like, I'd love to live there for 3 years? What?
Maybe like India or Japan or somewhere in Asia.
That might take 3 years to get used to.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, also möglicherweise werden wir in der näheren Zukunft Pharao auch los, und sie lebt dann irgendwie in Japan oder in Indien für ein paar Jahre, weil dann lässt sie sich da nieder für eine gewisse Weile. I also read about you that even though you like big cities, you also are a big fan of inner city parks.
Yes.
Is that part of what you miss from the small town? Do you look for the small town sometimes in the big city?
Of course. I mean, I grew up on a mountain, so I'm pretty used to having a lot of nature around me, and I do miss that in the big cities. But in Berlin, it's a city filled with so many parks all around, so I get kind of a green satisfaction.
A green satisfaction. Yeah. Oh, eine grüne Befriedigung bekommt sie von den Parks hier in Berlin. But do you look for the nature, or do you look for the solitude, or for the two?
Just the peace and quiet, mostly. Yeah, just not being surrounded by traffic, noise, loads of people.
Well, then you have to go into the parks in the winter and in the autumn, because in the summer it's super full, no? And you always have this mist of people doing barbecue.
Exactly. But that's nice too. Through.
That's nice too as well. Yeah. So do you also have the feeling that sometimes when you're in a big city and the city is not really a green city? There are nice big cities, but they don't really have a park. I am also a big fan of inner city parks, and sometimes I think the nicest big park is the Central Cemetery. Have
in
you found
Berlin?
That? No. In Berlin, no. Berlin has loads of parks, but I think like in some other cities, it's always like their central cemetery is actually the nicest park that they have.
Yeah, that's true. But that's a bit too heavy for me to hang out in a cemetery.
Is that would that get to you? Like the general atmosphere of dead people around you, sort of?
Well, I haven't really tried to hang out in a cemetery.
Well, I wouldn't call it hang out.
But maybe I should try it.
Right. I think it's always very inspiring, because you get to see like who lived here and at what time, or sometimes you see the influences of people who came in. Then you're like, why are there so many Swedish names in the 17th century? You know, and then
it's a nice place to go for a walk.
Right.
Maybe not hang out.
Okay, but Pharao spielt heute ihr gesamtes Album Puro im Marie Antoinette. Ich habe schon wieder Prio gesagt. Und wir haben ja vorhin schon mal drüber geredet, dass es ein wenig von sowjetischer Disco aus den späten 70ern beeinflusst ist. I said before that, or I've read before also, that it's influenced by the Soviet Disco that we're talking about. Were you drawn to it because it's just so obscure, or because it's a world of sound that is not to be found anywhere else? Or what was the inspiring thing about it?
Both. I mean, it sounds so out there, and it's unlike anything I've ever heard. And I really love the sound of Soviet synthesizers that I have been using since I started releasing music with this project on my first EP. and the song that you played in the beginning here, there's this Soviet synthesizer called the Electronica EM25. That was my first Soviet synthesizer that I got. And I've been collecting ever since. So I just really love that cold, harsh sound of them.
Yeah. And if you own one of those very old synthesizers, sometimes you also have to know how to repair it, right?
Yes.
Because they break and...
Yeah, but it's kind of impossible to... I'm not a synth repair person, unfortunately.
Yet.
So
you're only 31.
That's true. I have many lives ahead of me. And I haven't found anyone who repairs Soviet synthesizers because apparently they're extremely hard to fix.
Okay.
So ones that I have, they don't function like perfectly, but that's kind of the charm, you know? You just have to work with what you got.
That's what I was about to ask. Like, are they even good instruments, even if they're broken? Are they still interesting instruments?
Yes.
Do you use them on stage tonight?
No, they're way too unreliable. You cannot use them live.
But that could be like the surprise part of it, you know? The
but then all of a sudden it doesn't work. So it's just like, you can't really do that, unfortunately.
Okay. Also.
But I do recreate the sounds. Or my synth player, Odne Meisfjord, who also co-produced the album with me, he's an unbelievable synth programmer. And he recreated all of these Soviet synth sounds on his Analog 4.
Okay,
also. So you're still going to get to hear the sounds. It's just coming from a different synthesizer.
Okay, also das Album war beeinflusst von den sowjetischen Synthesizern. Sie hat es auch damit aufgenommen. Die Dinger sind aber nicht mit auf der Bühne heute Abend. Aber es ist jemand mit dabei, der weiß, wie man die Sounds von dem Synthesizer aus der Sowjetunion quasi reproduziert und auf der Bühne dann auch rüberbringt. Also Pharao spielt ihr gesamtes Album Puro heute Abend im Marie Antoinette. Das kostet, glaube ich, so um die 12, 15 Euro, wenn ich es richtig gesehen habe. Aber ihr könnt euch das sparen, wenn ihr euch jetzt anruft. Das Fluxophon wartet auf euch. Auf uns, auf euch, nein. 030 2009000, wenn ihr zu Pharao heute ins Marie Antoinette gehen wollt. And you have to go to the soundcheck right now.
Yes.
So I wish you good luck with that one. And
Thank
have you. Fun tonight.
Dankeschön.
And come back always. How much German do you speak?
Quite a lot. I'm on like B1 level.
What?
I've understood everything you've been saying.
Das nächste Interview machen wir auf Deutsch.
Yeah. Okay,
klar. Okay, good.